Leave It to Squirrely with Hugh Budford, Barbara Billingsworth, Tommy Dow, and Jerry Smathers. He's Squirrely.
Hey, what's that?
What's what?
Well, that thing around your neck.
Oh, you mean this thing?
Yeah.
Well, it's sort of a fish.
Well, let me see it. IXOYE. Well, what's that mean?
Well, it means I got born again, kinda.
Born again? You mean you're a Christian?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Boy, Squirrely. Does Dad know about this?
No. Do you think he's gonna holler at me and stuff?
I don't know, Squirrely. You've never done anything like this before. What would make you go and do a goofy thing like that?
Well, I don't know why. They were just studying the Bible, and they read the part that said if I didn't, I'd go to hell. But that God loved me, and he didn't want me to go to hell. And that if I didn't want to go to hell, what I had to do was repent from all the bad stuff that I did, and accept Jesus as my Savior, and live my life for him. And then I could go to heaven.
Well, what does all that mean?
Well, it means that instead of doing all the things that I want to do, that I should only do the things that the Bible says to do, like being nice to people and not being selfish and praying and reading the Bible every day.
Gee, sounds kind of creepy if you ask me.
Well, I know it does at first. Well, I didn't think I was going to like reading my Bible every day because it always sounds so boring when Reverend Watkins reads it. But I really like it now.
You got a Bible?
Yeah, they gave it to me at camp. Look, it's got pictures and maps,
wow.
And it's written so I can understand what it means.
Hey, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, and they got a prayer group and believers club and lots of other things to help me grow in the Lord. At first, I thought it was dumb to be a Christian because it wasn't any fun. But it's really neat, huh, Wally?
I guess so. So long as you like it. I wouldn't do it, though.
Why not, Wally?
Well, because, Squirrely, if I stopped doing all the stuff I'm not supposed to be doing, I wouldn't have anything left to do.
Wally, can I pray for you?
I guess so. But why would you want to do that?
Because I really love you, Wally. You're the best brother a guy ever had.
Ah, cut it out, Squirrely.
Have no fear, Handsome's here.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Eddie.
Hiya, men. What's shaking?
Nothing much. I was just gonna go over to Stubby Ferguson's house and see his iguana.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe you can get a date with one of his lizards, huh? Hey, what are you dressed up for, Squirt? You look like you just climbed out from under a rock.
Well, I'm gonna go down today and help paint the church, Eddie.
Paint the church? Who's making you do that?
Well, no one's making me do it. I just want to, that's all.
You mean they ain't paying you? You're doing it for free?
Well, yeah.
Hey, Wally, I thought you were this guy's brother. Squirrely, let me tell you about churches. They're a ripoff. My old man says they're the biggest crooks in town. They don't have to pay for taxes or anything. They just get people like you to do all the work for free and keep all the money from the offerings for themselves. And I hear some of those offerings over $1 million, Sam.
But that's not true, Eddie. Our church doesn't have $1 million. What, some of the pastors even have extra jobs just to feed their families?
That's all a scam, Sam. You watch. One day you'll wake up and they'll all be gone to the Bahamas or something.
Lay off of Eddie, will ya?
Okay, but don't say I didn't warn ya. Christians are nothing but a bunch of phonies.
Cut it out, Eddie. Why don't you wait for me downstairs?
Hey, don't get mad, Dad. I'm going. Hey, St. Theodore. See you later, huh?
Sorry about that, Squirrely. Well, you know how Eddie is.
It's okay, Wally. He doesn't bother me. I know there's lots of people who say they're Christians, but they really aren't. What I don't understand is how God could love a guy like Eddie. He must be an awfully big God.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, he is an awfully big God, and he's got big, wide-open arms waiting with a big heart to welcome us in when we come to the point where we recognize His majesty. And I pull myself out of the bunk in the morning to get rolling down the road, and no matter where I'm at, in the thick of it in a city, I can still see His majesty all around me. Beyond the buildings, beyond the humanity running back and forth on the highways, I can see the awesome grandeur of His creation. But there's something else that's pretty big. It's that big gap inside each and every one of us that exists until we allow Jesus to fill it up, until we take the time to submit ourselves to His majesty, humble ourselves before Him, and acknowledge that He is the creator of the universe. Sounds pretty simple, right? Well, it really is that simple. I want to encourage you to call upon the name of Jesus. You don't have to wait until you're at your most desperate moment. Wherever you're at right now, He's ready to meet you and to turn your life around.
Out here in the desert, it's an unforgiving land. The sun don't show no mercy on a hot and thirsty man. My soul cried out for water, but every teardrop fell in vain. Till I got down on my knees and called on He who made the rain.
The lightning knows His name. I stand in awe of wonder.